To the Somto Ekwe podcast. My name is Somto Ekwe. Thank you for joining me today. I want to quickly pray as we begin another episode of our Back to the Bible November series. I believe the Word of God has stirred up your faith, and I believe that you're taking out time to stir up that faith, to build up that faith as we prepare for December. Better is the end of the year than the beginning, right? That's what the Word of God says. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning. And He crowns His year with His goodness. And that's going to be one of the prayer points we'll pray in December. And I'm looking forward to the end of the year. I'm looking forward to all what God has in store, all He has in store for me, for you. I said before in a previous episode that I'm a firm believer that He saves His best for last. I've experienced end of year testimonies in the last 4 years that I can remember, and so I am a firm believer. I'm convicted that He's going to do an amazing thing. Well, I'm going to stop rambling and quickly pray. Faithful Holy Spirit, it's such a blessing, such a privilege to be gathered again around the Word of God, for You to open our eyes to see the truth of who we are and the free things You have made available for us to enjoy, both in this life and to anticipate in the next. Faithful Father, as we look into Your Word this morning, our expectation is that light floods our hearts. Our expectation is, Father, that we are full of confidence, we are full of courage, we are full of joy. Because in Your presence there is fullness of joy. And no one ever goes starved in Your presence. The young lion suffers lack, but anyone who puts their faith and their trust in You will never be put to shame, will never go wanting for anything. That's our encouragement, Lord. That's our confidence. And we know You do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ask, think, or hope to experience. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm going to try and take my time on what I have to share today. So, disclaimer, this may go well beyond 10 minutes. I always try my best to keep things, to keep the podcast episodes 10 minutes. Sometimes we've gone overboard. So, I'm just sharing before time that there's a possibility that we might go overboard here as well. But hey, I just love spending time with you guys. I can't wait for a day when everyone who listens to this podcast can actually sit together physically on a round table and just discuss ways listening or being a part of this has helped you, has challenged you in a good way, and also share with me like scriptures and verses and pour into me everything the Spirit of God has poured into you over the course of your faith walk. I can't really wait for that. I can't wait to meet one of my dearest friends who's been an encourager of this podcast all the way in the United States. I can't wait to meet her. I pray for her as much as I can, and I hope that God continues to do awesome and amazing things in your life more. and life of your family. Great friends, my sister, who I just want to stop and just appreciate everyone who has supported what I started 3 years ago. It hasn't been me, it's been the Holy Spirit. But I must say I've enjoyed every moment speaking about the Word of God and how it's changed my life, and I hope that it changes yours. I strongly believe that anyone who sits with the Word, just sit with the Word, you look into the Word, anyone who just takes out time, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, an hour, to just sit with the Word of God, your life will definitely be transformed. It's not going to be a light switch, but it will be a light moment. When I mean a light moment, it'll be a moment when the light comes on and you go, aha, so this is what this looks like. You know, so this is what living a life of trust, this is what living a life of surrender looks like. It's an amazing moment. It's a moment where you feel lighter than a feather. It's a moment where you feel stronger stronger than a mountain. It's an amazing moment when you get that epiphany of who the Father is and who Jesus is and who the Holy Spirit is and how invested they all are in you and how much they love you, how deeply they care about every single thing, every single aspect of your life and the power that you have. Okay. Let's stick on what we're here to do, and that's look into the scriptures, right? Great. So today I'm going to be taking you through three scriptures, but by the end of it, you see the way they all align together. I'm going to start from Proverbs 4, verse 18, then I'm going to jump into Psalms 84, and then I'm going to end at 2 Corinthians 3, 18. So Proverbs 4, 18, Psalm 84, verse 7, and then we'll park at 2 Corinthians 3, 18. So I read New King James Version for Proverbs 4, 18. But the path of the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter unto the perfect day. The path of the just is like a shining sun that shines ever brighter. Let me hop into King James for this first verse, okay? The path of the just is like a shining light that shineth more and more until the perfect day. It shineth more and more till the perfect day. I jump into Psalms 84, verse 7. I'm reading NIV. It says, they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. Psalm 84, verse 7. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. And the final verse that we are on today, so three scriptures today. We're going to 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18. And we're going to be reading the New King James Version. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image. Hallelujah. Being transformed into the same image. What image? The glory of the Lord. Are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. Spirit of the Lord, breathe upon this word. Help me to unpack it the way you unpacked it in my heart. Help it to inspire faith and courage the way it's inspired in my heart. Holy Spirit, speak. I surrender myself to you, for in Jesus' name I pray. So, here in Nigeria, there is a cycle. We call it a satanic occultic cycle. And I hate using those words because I'm not trying to get anybody scared. But there's a cycle we pray against in most churches, and it's the cycle of rising and falling. The cycle of rising and falling. Rising and falling is not new, right? It's something you hear in science. Anything that goes up must come down. And so there's this observation, which has become belief, that a person could be attacked by a certain spirit of rising and falling. And what that means is, once you start to ascend, once you start to accelerate, once you start to experience blessings, once you start to experience good things, when you start to gain momentum in a positive direction, this spirit comes to hijack that and takes you all the way back to the beginning. It's like those board games that we play, like Monopoly and the rest of them, that you get to a point and if you pick a card, it says go all the way back to start. So we call that spirit here in Nigeria the spirit of rising and falling. And I'm sure other parts of the world have the name or phrase they title this part of the person's life, where today you're happy, tomorrow you're not. Today you're enjoying a breakthrough, then you're back into bondage. There's that idea, that concept, we call it rising and falling. Early this morning I woke up after having a dream that I didn't like, and this scripture just came to mind, because the dream seemed like I was going to, or a season of that was going to happen. And there's something about me, I don't know if I've shared it in this particular podcast or in this fellowship, I hold the word of God above dreams or revelations. What I mean is, if I can't find a direct line from a dream to a word, or if I can't interpret it through the word, I take the word over the dream, right? And so when I woke up, these three scriptures came to me. The path of the righteous shines brighter and brighter. That version says shines more and more. There's a version, I couldn't find it, that says brighter and brighter. The scripture in Psalms 84 verse 7 says they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. And the last one says we go from glory to glory. Brighter and brighter, strength to strength, glory to glory. Brighter and brighter, strength to strength, glory to glory. Brighter and brighter, strength to strength, glory to glory. For the last time, brighter and brighter, yeah, strength to strength, glory to glory. The Bible, or let me rephrase, the Father, Jesus, and the Holy Spirit only have one trajectory. They have one way they move, and that is to continuously level up. The Godhead which we've been attached to have no phases in their lives or their existence where there's a decline. They consistently keep going to the next level. They consistently keep raising the bar. And if that is the life that we've been attached to, if that's the family we now belong to, if that's the essence that is in us, empowering us, then I do not know why we should accept an idea or accept the attack of the rising and fall spirit. That is not your portion, that is not my portion, that is not the will, that's not the plan, and that's not the desire of the Father. And here's one thing I know, here's one thing I have realized, that nothing can stop God's will, God's plan, or God's desire. I don't want to go into a debate, but I hope sometime I can touch on this and expand. Because some people say, yeah, if God has a plan, we can go against that plan and it wouldn't work. I have one name for you, Jonah. Look it up. When God said Jonah was the one that was going to speak and pass his message to the people of Nineveh, no matter how much Jonah tried to run away, it had to be Jonah. I have another example, but I'll wait and share that later. And let's focus on what we have today. Here's what I want to tell you. Every operation of that spirit in your life, in my life, is broken today in the name of Jesus. There is no area in our life that should have the mark or have the hand of that spirit. Not our health, not our finances, not our relationships, not our marriages, not the life of our children. There is no aspect of our lives that should have the exhibition of this malicious spirit that comes to steal or hijack our joy, our progress, our ascension. Our lives should only mirror that which the Word of God has said. And I'm going to go a bit deeper into this three ascension blessings, if I call them, these three trajectory blessings, these three unbreakable pathways that he has made available to us in Christ. The first one says the path of the righteous goes brighter and brighter. What's the qualifier for your life to get brighter and brighter? The qualifier for your life to get brighter and brighter is the righteousness of God. And thank God, hallelujah, because the moment you confessed Christ, the moment we confessed Jesus, we got the righteousness of God imputed upon us. The Word of God says he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we may become the righteousness of God in Christ. So because you have his righteousness, because you have the righteousness of God upon you, right, your life must continue to exhibit the brightness of God each passing day. Each passing day, the brightness of God. What's the brightness of God? It's clarity. You have clarity. Never say of yourself, I'm confused, I do not know what to do. You always have clarity. What does light do? It helps you see what's ahead of you. What does light do? It casts out darkness. So I cast out the spirit of depression. I cast out intrusive thoughts that make you feel undervalued or worthless. His brightness comes to affirm the fact that you are valued. His brightness comes to show you where you need to go, what you need to do. His brightness brings wisdom into situation. The entrance of your word brings light and understanding. His brightness, the brightness brings understanding. So the blessing that comes with the righteousness of God that you now have in Christ is that your path, your journey in life, the path of the righteous, the journey he has set you on, he would release clarity, insight, the spirit of discretion, discernment, the spirit of discernment, thank you, the spirit of discernment to know what to do, when to do, how to do, and why to do. So I pray over your life this morning, hallelujah, that because of the righteousness of God in Christ that's upon you, the brightness and all it signifies will begin to be made evident in your life in the name of Jesus. The second one I want to touch on today is the second verse. I'm just going to be excited. The second verse that we're looking at that comes from the book of Psalms, and this should actually be the first if you're looking at the order of things, and I'll explain that later. But it says they go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. They go from strength to strength till each appears before God in Zion. I want to read verse 5 of Psalm 84. He says, blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on pilgrimage. The blessing of strength is given to us because we've decided to follow Jesus. I'll say that again. The blessing of strength is given to us because we have decided to follow Jesus. Once you make that faith confession, the Lord releases upon your life a divine strength. It's not physical, it's not mental, it is spiritual. It is divine. It comes into your spirit, the strength you need for this walk. And I'll explain why you need strength. In the same Psalm 84, I read verse 5 earlier. We talked about pilgrimage. And pilgrimage, I'll read that again. Blessed are those whose strength is in you, whose heart are set on pilgrimage. Pilgrimage is the decision to seek God, the decision to go after Jesus, the decision to be led by the Spirit. Verse 6, as they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a place of springs. The autumn rains also cover them. I'm going to quickly jump into New King James Version just so you understand what verse 6 means. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they make it a spring that the rain also covers it with pools. There's a scripture I read earlier, just give me a second, I won't find it. It explains what Baca is. Yes, thank you, it's the NLT. It says, when they walk through the valley of weeping, so Baca is Hebrew for weeping, it becomes a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The autumn rain will clothe it with blessings. So Baca is a place of tears. Why did I want to bring that out? the journey to follow Jesus is a journey that's filled with winding turns, is a journey that's filled with steep climbs, is a journey that's filled with unexpected twists and turns. Some that could actually be very discouraging. Some that could actually be painful from the perspective that we have. That is why he releases strength. He releases his divine strength that keeps us going. Like the NLT said, verse 6 of the NLT said this: when they walk through the valley of weeping, it becomes a place of refreshing springs. The autumn rains will clothe it with blessings. Let's look at the Passion Translation of verse 6. I love it. I hope this is it. Yes. Even when their paths wind through a dark valley of tears, they dig deep to find a pleasant pool where others find only pain. The strength that God gives us in these times, in these seasons of our pilgrimage, where it feels that our faith is tested, it feels that we're going through a lot of pain, it feels like we're struggling, we can't seem to find that peace we desire, he gives you that strength. He gives you that strength. So that as you continue your faith journey, you grow from strength to strength. We don't get weaker, people. The trials we go through do not chip away at us. You know, there's a thing they say that it chips away at you until there's nothing left. No, the trials we go through keeps fortifying us until we grow stronger and stronger. So hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We are not, when we go through trials, the strength God releases stops it from chipping away at us. Rather, it coats us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It coats us. We keep getting coated in his strength. We keep getting coated in his strength over and over again. We keep getting stronger. We keep growing in him. And that's the blessing that he releases to us. So when you set your heart on pilgrimage, when you set your heart on following Jesus, what he does for you is he clothes you with strength. He coats you with strength that you keep getting stronger and stronger. Hallelujah. To the last verse, 2 Corinthians 3:18. This was my favorite verse for the longest of times. It says, "But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just by the Spirit of the Lord." The third blessing that we are given in the place of fellowship with God is the glory to glory blessing. The glory to glory blessing. It's very hard for me to contextualize what glory is. Oh God, it's very hard for me to contextualize. I see it when I close my eyes, what glory looks like. It's beaming of light, castles, palaces. It's really hard to explain what glory is. But think of royalty in its extreme opulence. What you think royalty looks like, right? And think of it to the 1,000th degree of its opulence and its splendor. And all it means, all it translates to, the influence of royalty, the affluence of royalty. The beauty of it, the assurance of it, the protection of it. That's the way my mind captures glory. Because here's the thing, glory is God, and our minds can't capture God in totality. But he has said that we'll go from glory to glory. Who are the ones that go from glory to glory? Those that stay looking into the Word of God, looking into God. It says, "But we all with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of God." The mirror is the Word. If you continue to look into the Word, continue to look into the face of God in prayer, in fellowship, in reading the Word, in speaking of Him, in thinking about Him, in meditating on Him, your life begins to transcend to greater levels of glory. Where there's glory, there's power. Where there's glory, there's majesty. Where there's glory, there is affluence, there's influence. There's so much richness in glory. There's wisdom that I can't put my head around it. I'm sorry. I wish I could be more articulate. And I wish there's someone out there that can articulate that glory, the awesomeness of the glory of God, that he says we're going to keep transcending in glory. His glory. So why is all this important as we go over the 25-minute mark? I need you to cast down the notion of rising and falling. I need you to cast down the notion of good days and bad days. I need you to understand what God has made available and what he has decreed and in a way programmed into your DNA right here, right now. And what works in you and in me is the ascension DNA. Is the leveling up DNA. That's what's in us. The Holy Spirit is in us to enforce this law, to enforce this privilege, to enforce this blessing. Here are the three things that qualify us for the blessing. And now I'm going to move it in chronological order. So from Psalms to Proverbs and then to Corinthians. Psalm says we grow from strength to strength. As soon as your heart is set on pilgrimage, as soon as your heart is set on God, or as soon as your heart is set on denying yourself and following Jesus and allowing the Holy Spirit lead you, he's going to provide strength, because that's not an easy journey. It's a journey that's filled with a lot of winding roads, a lot of surprises, a lot of situations come up that make us question what we've decided. But he gives us that strength so that in the midst of pain, we dig up deep wells of joy. He coats us in strength, so that we go from strength to strength until we appear before God in Zion. Appear before God in Zion could mean until we go to see him in glory. Appear before God in Zion until we come to the appointed place that the pilgrimage is meant to lead us to. Places of leadership, places of ministry, places of testimony. He gives us strength. So one of the first blessings, when he says, oh, the enemy of rising and falling has come, say, no, I have strength to take on this enemy and to overcome this enemy. And guess what? I grow stronger and stronger each passing day. It doesn't say that about the devil. It doesn't say that about demons. We grow stronger and stronger because God gives us the strength we need. The second blessing of the presence of God is the blessing of the brighter and brighter life, the blessing of clarity. What's the qualifier for this blessing? Is your righteousness. So you decide to go on pilgrimage, you confess Jesus, right? And he gives you the strength to begin the walk. When you start the walk, your righteousness, that is a gift from God, is released into your life. And it's released into your life and it helps you by giving you clarity. So you keep walking in clarity of who you are in God and what you need to do and what's been made available to you. The walk with God is not meant to get darker and darker. It gets brighter and brighter. The Spirit of the Lord is within you, brightening every aspect of your life for you to see clearly what you need to do, where you need to do it, how you need to do it, and the impact of what you do. This is made available because of the righteousness of God working in you. So when that demon of rising and falling comes to try and bring some darkness here, and they say, no, I have the light of God in me. And guess what? It only gets brighter. Amen. And finally, the glory to glory blessing. Hallelujah. I love this one. I love it because I can't articulate it. And when I can't articulate something, especially from a spiritual point of view, it means when the manifestation comes, it's going to blow my mind. But here's what qualifies us to experience the glory to glory blessing, the glory to glory ascension, the glory to glory leveling up, is consistently looking into the mirror of the Word. Consistently looking into the Word and seeing areas of your life that you need to change, turn around. Consistently looking into the Word and seeing areas of your life you need to surrender. Consistently looking into the Word and seeing areas that the Word is challenging and how you need to challenge it yourself until the fullness of God is expressed in those areas of your life. So the qualifier for the glory to glory blessing is constant fellowship with the Spirit, constant fellowship with the Word of God, constant fellowship with the Father, with Jesus. And once all these qualifiers are met, you start to experience the ascension life. Your pilgrimage, your faith walk gives you, God gives you strength for your faith walk. For consistency in your faith work. He gives you the light of His presence, brighter and brighter, to make the right decisions at the right time, so that you're constantly in momentum. And to experience the glory, blessing, the majesty of His presence that leads to affluence, influence, that leads to the life you truly desire, the life God wants to give you here on earth, of peace, of protection. Just stay in contact with the Word. I love you. This has gone 30 minutes. I'm stopping here. God bless you. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree, just as the Spirit has opened our hearts to receive your Word this morning, that everyone who listens to this, that Lord, you grant them conviction to believe your Word as the breath, as much as they believe in the breath that they breathe each day. Father, let everyone who comes in contact with this Word receive strength for their work, for their faith walk. Receive the brightness to make the right decisions. The Spirit of discernment comes upon them in such a heavy and dynamic way. I pray, Father, that as we continue to look into your Word, the glory of God, the inexplainable glory of God, will begin to be made evident. That we will grow in influence in every area of our lives, wherever we are, Father, that the influence of the living God and the Spirit will be seen. Wherever we are, that the affluence of royalty that is ours in Christ be seen. I pray that the Spirit of the living God that helps us live a life of triumph upon this earth would be made manifest in all our lives, that we allow Him full reign and full freedom to flow. Above all, Lord, as we start a new week this Sunday, I decree that you go ahead of us this week. Crooked roads be made straight. Valleys be brought high. Mountains be cast into the sea. That the difficult parts will be made highways for us to see clearly what we need to do. Above all, Lord, may we walk in love and faith, being living examples of Jesus. Thank you guys for sticking with me for 31 plus minutes. God bless you. I need to go get ready for church. Have an amazing day.